Bridge and Spider, the home of comedy.
The Goldies 92.5 Triple M.
Last podcast for the week, plenty to cover off. Spider, you're fired up as per usual, mate.
Yeah, fired up. There's a couple of reasons I'm fired up. One, because we've got quarantine. So, you know, we're keeping the AFL and the NRL alive. And not only that, we haven't just got any ordinary people joining us for quarantines. We've got a Sydney Swan great, a Brownlow medalist going to be joining us. And also the coach of the Gold Coast Suns. So some big, big names jumping on board.
Bit of star power.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And look, one thing that has changed, obviously, is this really boring question now that never used to be boring. What are you doing on the weekend? Oh, just nothing, just stuffy things.
Yeah.
So today we're going to give each other a challenge each that you have to complete and show evidence by Monday morning. And we get to choose what the other person does over the weekend.
I love it. And I am fired up, Benny, because, you know, we all live by our mobile phones these days. And haven't they changed? Things that were so useful 2 weeks ago, we don't use anymore. And now we're using stuff, Bridge, that we don't even get. It's ridiculous.
Ah, ridiculous.
Plenty on the podcast, which starts right now.
We have got football back. We played NRL yesterday and we have got AFL today. So exciting.
Well, we love playing a little game we like to call
Bridge and Spiders Quarantines.
Yep. Round three in the AFL, Sydney versus the Gold Coast Suns. So representing the Gold Coast Suns this weekend is their coach. He's a former assistant coach at the Sydney Swans, but now he's the head coach here at the Gold Coast Suns. Good morning, Stewie Jew.
Good morning. How are we going?
Yeah, good, good. Well, Stewie, you're up against the Sydney Swans this week. It's going to be a tough one, and representing the Sydney Swans is they're one of the great ruckmen of all time. He's a Brownlow medalist. He's an AFL Hall of Famer. He also looks after an AFL supporters club here on the Gold Coast. And we're talking about Barry Round. Good morning, Baz.
Yeah, good morning, good morning.
Oh, okay. Barry, I've heard some rumours too that apparently Spider can't even keep up with you at the pub.
Oh, well, hang on, the pub, that's a distant memory. I can't go there anymore.
No. Hey, Barry, before we get into it, I do have to ask you, I'll ask you a quick question before we start pumping all the questions. How many, because being a Brownlow medalist, how many functions would you attend in grand final week during the AFL?
Oh, yeah, well, we usually get in on the Sunday, and I used to be connected with Williamstown in the VFL, so we watched them in the grand final on Sunday, then the Brownlow Monday, Carbine Club Tuesday, Variety Club Wednesday, EJ Witten once Thursday, Van Seng Friday, and the grand final Saturday, and Betty Ford Clinic on Sunday.
And quickly, Stewie, we're going to speak to you a little later on too, because the Gold Coast Suns are doing some great things in the community.
Yeah.
But how are you feeling? How are you going during isolation? Because you got a couple of kids.
Yeah, we've got a couple of kids. So it's been good to have, a little bit more time. So sometimes I normally leave, before they're up. So it's been good to have a bit of time and try and find some positives out of this.
Yeah,
all right, here we
go.
We got three questions. First one in with their buzzer. The buzzer is, of course, the Gold Coast Suns or the Sydney Swans. That's your buzzer. The first question is, here we go. How many times has the Suns met Sydney in the home and away season?
Gold Coast Suns.
Suns.
Oh, yeah. Stewie.
Is that 10?
10? Wow.
Correct. Correct. Yes. It's true for a goal, Stewie. You've kicked a major.
There we go.
Sorry, 45. All right, the second question. We've got an audio question coming up, but the second question now. One of the Suns' biggest comebacks happened in 2018 against Sydney Swans. They were 29 points down at quarter time, but they actually come back to win the game. What was the winning margin?
Swans.
Swans. Yeah, Baz?
I think about 5 points.
No, not five
no.
points.
No. Stewie?
That was... Was it 14 points?
No. Or 24? No goal. It was 24 points. It was four goals in the end. 53-point turnaround. So, okay. You need this, Baz?
Right on.
Audio question.
All right, we need you to say, we'll play a bit of audio and then buzz in and say what happened next.
Big kick from here. So can Wright get the journey from about 55? Gets a good piece of it.
What happened next?
What happened next? No, was it a goal, no, a point, or out of bounds on the full?
Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah, Stewie.
I'm backing in. Is it a goal?
All the way through from Peter Wright. That's some kick.
Yeah, Stewie.
2 metre Peter Wright.
The Gold Coast Suns get a win round three in quarantines.
Dear.
We needed to bounce back from last week, so we needed that.
Yeah, you did. You got beaten by Geelong last week, but you bounced back this week. Hey, Barry, thanks very much for being a part of quarantines. Make sure you look after yourself during isolation.
Yeah, Pete, you realise you've got two very successful clubs we're talking about this morning. The Swans are equal top, and the Suns are only one game out of the eight.
That's it.
Anyway, thank you guys. Have a good day. See you later.
Look, it is crazy times, as we know, and things have to evolve so quickly. Businesses and especially teachers. I was speaking to my sister, and she teaches up at Caloundra, year five. And I think it's year five or year four. Anyway, she said there's around 20 students in the whole school at the moment. And this week they've been doing a lot of the online classes, learning for when the kids come back. And the teachers are putting together little videos for their kids at home. I think it's a really good idea just to keep everyone calm, to, you know, have a laugh, which is important, obviously, as well. But, you know, it's always that other side of teachers that's so cool to see. You know, like if you saw the teacher out in the shopping centre or something, you'd be like, oh, my goodness, they're human. This is so weird. So my sister at work, apparently they've got a hideous green wall. So they've turned that into like a green screen. Oh. And every morning for the kids, they're doing like the Today Show. So they sit there and they're like, oh, today we're in France. They've got the background, like they're in France, and they travel all over the world for the kids and teaching them with the green screen behind them doing like the Today Show. I don't know who plays Carl, but I wouldn't put my hand up for that.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
no.
So I think that's really cool how teachers are really taking up the challenge. But when it comes to kids, it must be super tough at the moment. I know a lot of kids are very cute. They're doing little cards for all the hospitals, for all the medicos there, which is great.
Yep.
Some children, they were asked recently about what they thought of the coronavirus. Hear their answers here.
Scared, and I miss my friends and going to school. But I like staying at home with my family and seeing my brothers. Miss my friends, and I just can't run around in the Oval since soccer's cancelled, and I don't like that because I've got nothing to do.
Terrible, I hate it, but it's pretty good that we get to stay at home.
I think it's pretty bad. Staying home's really boring.
Mm.
Sitting at home. Coronavirus is kind of annoying because you don't get to go out and see your friends.
Well, I think it's obviously a terrible thing because hundreds of thousands, almost a million people have died. And, you know, it's not good shops are closed. You can hardly get anything anymore.
I think it's stupid because everyone's going and, like, rushing and buying all this stuff that they don't literally need, whilst other people, like, that are possibly older will need more of it because they have a higher chance of dying. And it's stupid that people just decide to do this now because it's just a thing that we've never seen, but they never do it for other diseases and stuff like that.
Just ran out of toilet paper, which is not good as well. Help me, please. Send me toilet paper.
There we go. That's what the kids of the Gold Coast think of coronavirus.
Yeah.
And some of them are more grown up than the grown ups, aren't they?
Yeah.
They know not to panic buy. They know to ration. Yeah,
don't panic buy.
And it's
but
annoying.
There is somebody that needs toilet paper if we can help them out.
Yeah.
I want to say a big hello to the guys an hour ahead of us at Tweed Coast Mazda. A lot of businesses are changing up how they do their servicing, and they said that they've downsized their staff, but they're still operating. They'll do the whole contactless servicing. We come get your car, service it, sanitize it, and drop it back. My car needed sanitization way before the coronavirus, trust me.
Yeah.
But, there you go. Isn't that great? And Jace is a big tattoo bloke. So when he ever has to pick up my little go-kart that's a convertible, is this big tattooed bloke in that car driving it? It's quite funny.
Well, we got a, we're about to head off, but we have got a, we decided we're going to give each other a challenge over the weekend. And we don't know what the challenge is. Well, I've decided. So we thought, okay, we'll give each other a challenge and then we'll bring it for show and tell on Monday, pretty much.
Okay. Oh, I love show and tell. All right. Okay, because we're all isolated at home. Who wants to kick it off? We want a challenge for each other.
I'll kick it off.
All right.
Okay, I've got a challenge for Ben. Now, Ben, you got a nice big dog called Roxy.
Yeah. Well,
and you've got a nice little fellow.
As far as the real estate agent's concerned, she's a small dog named Roxy.
Okay, you got a small dog called Roxy, and you got a young fella called Jack. What I want you to do over the weekend, I want you to dress Jack up like a jockey and do a mock race around the backyard of Jack riding Roxy like he's in the Melbourne Cup in the backyard. I don't know who you want to get to commentate it, but I used to do this to my daughters all the time. So I want to see Jack riding Roxy like...
Look, I don't
like
wanna,
he's coming down the straight at Flemington.
I don't want to shut it down, but I have tried this before, and Roxy's not too keen on having Jack anywhere near her at the moment, let alone on her back. But I'll give it a go.
So it's a rodeo.
It's more like a bucking bull situation.
All right, I've got one.
Since we're on the topic, I'll give this one to you, Bridge. This is your your task over the weekend. You need to make a 15 to 20 second opera using everyone in your house and record it, so including all of the animals. Do you accept the challenge?
Yes. Absolutely. Oh, Jamie will love that. Even when they yawn. Like, I've got Ted that says hello. He goes, hello. I've got, they yawn and they go, arr. Ted can do high pitch. Jemima can snore.
Mm-hmm.
The cat goes, so, yeah, it's going to be, whoa, what a mega mashup mix that one's going to be. All right, challenge accepted. Peter.
Yes.
I want you to do something completely opposite because you're talking about, wheelbarrows and heaps of soil and running around your garden.
Oh, no. Yeah,
yep.
Go.
You have to sit down and watch two episodes back to back of The Tiger King.
Yeah.
Back to back. Back to back.
Yes.
Back to back. No devices in front of you. No phone. No anything. You're allowed to have a beer, but you cannot do anything else.
Okay.
You have to sit down and watch it.
Can I just really ask very quickly, is that on Netflix?
Yes.
Can I ask very quickly, because we are at home, Sheree, have we got Netflix? Okay, we have got
it. Sucked in, you do have it.
Is Sheree sitting next to you just the whole time? Or
so I need a review. I need a review, okay? And
Sheree sits right next to me every morning in case I say something wrong that she can correct me.
That's good, you poor Sheree.
All right, well,
yeah, and I need video evidence of that too, okay? Because you were doing a review on Monday of The Tiger King.
All right, we've all got challenges over the weekend. We hope that... Whatever you're up to over the weekend, you keep your sanity. Don't sunbake. We know that's now not allowed, but just stick to the rules. Have a safe weekend. We will speak to you Monday. Have a great one.